Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report, a weekly program of interest to shortwave listeners around the world. This is Bob Pagela bringing to you our broadcast, and I hope that you'll find information in it of value and interest to your shortwave monitoring hobby activities. These programs are sponsored by the Australian Shortwave Radio Association, which is based here in Melbourne, Victoria, and of course in Australia. I'd just like to remind you that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, using the 24-hour time system, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. First of all, in our program this time, as usual, we have our report on solar activity from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia. The IPS advises that solar activity continues to be low. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 121, that's 121, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to 73. And those figures are not likely to change in the immediate future. As we move through the plateau, or the final phase of solar sunspot cycle 24, propagation is continuing to be disturbed by fluctuations in solar activity, particularly on long-haul multi-hop paths over long distances on frequencies above about 14 megahertz on or through darkness and semi-darkness zones. But frequencies above 14 megahertz on daylight transmission paths will continue to be satisfactory. So new cycle, the new sunspot cycle number 25, is about to begin, and but the first sunspots have not yet been seen on the face of the sun for the new cycle, according to various observatories around the world. So it still seems as though we're moving through the final phases of sunspot cycle 24. Band. Here in Melbourne, this band is represented by high occupancy during the evening period in Europe, the Middle East and Africa. These transmissions come to us here in Melbourne, Victoria, in Australia, via the darkness zone. That's the zone extending from those continents in across the Indian Ocean and into Victoria from the west. Now, in the period 1830 to 1900, I made some checks recently, and of special interest were the broadcasts in Kirundi to Africa from the BBC via its Yerevan relay and the Voice of America via its Vatican radio relay. Both of these stations broadcasting in Kirundi at the same time. That's 1830 to 1900. Quite an extraordinary scheduling pattern there. And another interesting signal was the Bible Voice Broadcasting Station, a religious organisation broadcasting from Nauen in Germany. And some signals in the 25 metre band at that time period, that's 1830 to 1900, include the following. 11600, Radio Dengue, Kurdistan, broadcasting from Moldova, from the relay station at Kishinev in Kurdish. 11635, the Voice of Korea, from North Korea, Pyongyang in French. National Jian in China, in Esperanto. One of the few stations still broadcasting in Esperanto, I might add. The other station, as far as I know, is Radio Havana Cuba. That's for shortwave services in that language. 11660, Armenia, the BBC from the Yerevan Relay with its programs in Kurundi. And 11695, Albania, China Radio International from the Sirik Relay Station in French. And 11730, Radio Minsk in Belarus with the Home Service Domestic Program in Belarusian. Another frequency for China Radio International, 11775, this time from China Transmitting Station in German. And 11830, the Broadcasting Service of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia in Arabic. The same program is on 11915 and 11930, also heard with good signals. And the Bible Voice Broadcasting Station on 11855 from the relay at Nauen in Germany, broadcasting in Persian. And 11885, the Voice of America, broadcasting from the Vatican Radio Relay Station at Santa Maria di Galleria in the Kurundi language. And 11895, China Radio International, from the transmitting station at broadcasting in the Chaozhou language from Kashi. And 11945, NHK Radio Japan, using the relay station at Usudun in France for Japanese programs. And 11955, Adventist World Radio, using the facility at Moosbrunn in Austria for transmissions in Arabic. And 11975, Radio Romania International in Romanian. And a very strong signal on 11985 from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in English. And just up on the next frequency, 11995, Radio France International from Issoudun in French. And above the on the top end of the 25 metre band, two stations or two signals from the Voice of America. 12040 from the Kuwait relay station in Amharic. And 12080, Voice America from Issoudun in France, also in Amharic. So that was a summary of significant items noted recently here in Melbourne between 1830 and 1900 in the 25 metre band. And I note that very little English is represented in that summary. And many relay stations are now being used in Europe and Africa for programs to those areas. And now some shortwave schedule information. Radio Cairo in Egypt. Observations made by monitors in Europe show the following services in use for selected time spans. 12:30 to 14:00 on 15710 to Southeast Asia in Indonesian. 13:00 to 14:00 on 15400 to Western Asia in Dari. And 13:00 to 16:00 on 15535 to West Africa in Arabic. 1500 to 1600 on 13580 to Eastern Europe in Albanian. 1500 through to 1600 on 15160 to Central Asia in Uzbek. And 1600 to 1800 on 15345 to Central and Southern Africa in English. Radio Havana Cuba, the Bulgarian DX blog, advises that Radio Havana Cuba was intending to use new frequencies, well known as Radio Cuba, to intend to use new frequencies once again in the 90 metre tropical band. And suggested frequencies are 3350
and 3365. And these frequencies, or one of them, will use an old air-cooled transmitter that will be run around 30 kilowatts into a dipole antenna. Plan for between local sunset and early morning in the morning local time in Cuba. So the station is already using two transmitters, one on 4765 for Radio Progresso and 5025 for Radio Rebelde, and 5040 for Radio Havana Cuba itself in the 60 meter band. So some information there about transmissions from Cuba in the 90 meter band. KNLS, the new life station at Alaska, is now using two transmitters. Station schedule is 0800 to 0900 on 9655 in Chinese, 0800 to 0900 on 11870 in English, 0900 to 1000 on 9655 English, and 0900 to 1000 on 11870 in Russian, 1000 to 1100 on 9655 in Chinese, and 1000 to 1100 on 11870 in English, 1100 to 1200 on 9610 in Chinese, and back again on 11870 between 1100 and 1200 in Russian, and reverting to 7355, 1200 to 1300 in English, and 1200 to 1300 on 11870. So two transmitters now scheduled for KNLS in Alaska, following the installation or the commissioning of a second transmitter during August.
And that completes our roundup of shortwave news. Hope we found the program of interest and that the information we've given will be of value to you in your shortwave monitoring activities. So until our next broadcast, this is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening and good DX. See you soon.